Welcome to Gain That Tune.
Tune back in the house once again. Oh man, it's episode 37. I think we're gonna have a blast tonight. I'm feeling pretty good. I don't know about the rest of you guys. How you feeling about tonight's show?
I am already I think it's gonna suck.
Really? I guess that is an appropriate sentiment. It's your boy John Harrington here. As always with us, we got John Regan. Say hate.
Hey.
Oh, hate. We got Jesse Moore. Say hate.
Hey.
And we got David. Say hate.
Hate.
Yeah, thank you.
He's the only one that got it right.
It's okay. Oh man. So tonight's theme, we're laughing about it, but it's gonna be a pretty brutal show. Tonight's theme is games that we hate.
Just like
that is gonna come up so often throughout the show. Should it be every time we utter the word hate? Or, would that just be overkill?
That's a lie.
I think that the whole episode. I think it's the nothing hat trick but sound hate. For the evening.
It's the hate trick.
There you go.
It's gonna be a hate trick. There you go, man.
Ah!
Oh shit! So, if you're just joining us on Game That Tune for the first time, one, we hate you, and two, what we
and
do
fuck
around
geology.
Here is
geology.
We 36 episodes up until this point. Fuck you.
Yeah. Why would you start here? Of all the episodes, you would start on hate episode? Come on.
I was going to say, it's like, yeah, I tried giving that podcast a listen, but man, those are bitter, cynical, mean people.
They hate everything. Go to any of our other episodes, please.
I listened to one of their episodes, and they literally just hated everything.
I only gave it a one episode go, but I formed my opinion based on this very hateful episode, not the episode where they mentioned dicks over and over again. Yeah. Every other episode.
That was a classic episode, man.
Yeah. what we do around here is we listen to video game music. We've each brought three songs from a game. We listen to the songs. We hear a little bit of trivia, try and guess the games based on the songs and the trivia. Winner at the end of the night gets to play a bonus song and pick the theme for the next episode. So David won last week's episode, and we subjected him to having to talk about a game that he hates. So I guess we just brought out the hate in him. And so this week we're talking about games we hate. So it's going to be a hateful show, and probably our most bitter episode. I assume there will be some disagreements, because I don't know, unless we all just pick universally hated games. Was there any music from Custer's Revenge? I'm trying to think of E.T. the game. Like,
we should probably just go ahead and put in a disclaimer now that we're not necessarily saying that these are bad games, and if you like them, more power to you.
Yeah.
Everyone has their opinion. This is just things that we personally dislike or piss us off.
I feel like David just had a big disclaimer for himself. Like, he's like, the series everyone loves, well, I'm about to take a giant shit on it.
Yeah,
we're still
exactly.
Friends.
Yeah. Get ready, Final Fantasy series. David's here to eviscerate
you. You cloud tribe. I got some materia for you. My balls. I'm going to piss in your mouth, fuckers. And you start throwing the finger.
Like, you get real vile about it. Like, you like have
it's
you like
you
like, like, guys
stole the words out of my mouth.
Yeah. Oh my god!
You like lift your shirt up and you have like a tattoo of like all the Final Fantasy characters like beheaded, and we're like, oh my god, David.
So anyway,
which is
really
weird because I picked a game from the Mario series.
Oh. Perfect.
Oh,
I have missed the shit out of Jesse over the past two episodes. Very moment, I'm like, oh my god.
Jesse just brought himself back with a vengeance.
Oh,
so nice to have you back. So anyway, let's just get it started, man. Let's go to Hate One.
Game One.
We'll be right back.
So, trivia for this game. One of the playable fighters in this game has a downloadable costume based upon that character's television appearance. If you choose that costume, not only does it change their appearance, but the lines that the character says are actually replaced by lines read by the actor from said TV show. I can also give the...
Sorry, what was that?
I was going to say, I can also give the name of the actor if that helps at all.
Yes, it does.
Go nuts.
If you choose the TV costume, the lines are read by Stephen Amell.
Okay.
The actor trivia really put it over the top for me. It confused me at first, and then, you know, light bulbs. So,
I would hope it would help because I'm pretty sure this guy's only been on like one TV show. And
yeah, exactly. It was my own brain that confused me. It's like, wait, no, you know, John, you disappeared.
Yeah, I'm looking through my old answers to find one that might be funny, because I don't have a good funny one.
Like, oh, shit.
So, this wasn't that great, but here we go. All right,
let's see those answers. John says, Key West Ninja featuring Jimmy Buffett. Jesse and John both say in... Okay. Jesse says Injustice, and John says Injustice Gods Among Us. Hate, 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 hate. That is correct. This is right. Injustice God Among Us.
Yeah, I never actually played that game. I had not a high level of interest in it.
I thought it was kind of fun.
That's why I put the disclaimer. Like, I will admit this is not a bad game, and I can certainly see the appeal. But for me personally, I hate this fucking game. Like,
oh man,
this game is just like a perfect encapsulation of like everything that pisses me off that DC has been doing. Like, it plays okay. It's a solid fighter. It's enjoyable that way. But it's just like the story is written by Justin Gray and Jimmy Palmiotti, who are both talented writers. They did a really good run on Power Girl. They know,
but
their
not
stuff.
This time.
Hey!
The whole story of this game. Spoilers. what if Superman was the bad guy? Like,
I don't know.
It's been done what a twist. Dozens of times, like Dark Knight Returns, Superman Red Sun, like Superman vs. the Authority, Brave New Metropolis. Like, this is not new, interesting stuff. It's just like retread ground. It's.
But in video games, is it new stuff? I mean, come on, man. Have you ever played a fighting game with Superman as the bad guy? Made by the guys from Mortal Kombat, the kings of subtlety and nuance.
Like, every single character has that, like, Mortal Kombat completely ridiculous over-design to them. Like,
yes,
half the
yes,
characters
they do.
Are wearing this padded security armor. Can someone please explain to me why Superman is wearing armor?
Okay,
he's
I can handle this, guys.
Superman!
I can handle this, guys. Okay. So, in the... Okay, this is a game made by the people that make Mortal Kombat, correct? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So, Raiden is a god, right? And when he gets punched, fucking blood and shit comes out of him all over the place because it's fucking Mortal Kombat rules. So Supes is like, you know what? If I'm fighting by Mortal Kombat rules, I don't want to get fucked up by some magic shit. Because for one, Superman is weak against magic. So no telling all this, these Mortal Kombat fighters might have fucking Shang Tsung blood all over them. So they're punching Superman in the face. And if he ain't wearing padding, then fucking he's going to get his hair all messed up.
They
and
can knock out three or four of his rib cages. Yeah.
And that would be perfectly fine if this was Mortal Kombat versus DC, but it's not. It's straight the DC fighting game.
I was going to say, still, they also made Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe, and that was fucking atrocious. So, you know, yeah, that's the thing. The only reason I didn't really take a chance on this one is because, like, I had such a bad taste in my mouth for Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe. I'm like, you know, I'm hearing good things, but I'm still just going to go with the hard pass. Like, I don't care that it's just DC characters now. Like, Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe was so fucking bad. Like, I don't want to ever revisit the idea or, like, the feelings I had when playing that game. Like, ever.
So. And it has the, like, the DC obsession with Batman. Like, many of the characters are Batman characters. I was looking this up before the show. There are 15 stages. 6 of them are Batman stages.
Well,
nice.
you
can fight in Gotham City, in Arkham Asylum. Here's what I'm trying to understand. You can fight in the Batcave, and you can fight in Wayne Manor, which is technically the same place. And
yes,
there's one stage where you can choose to be in Wayne Manor during the day and Wayne Manor at night.
Well,
why do we need the stage, like, twice?
I mean, you gotta give the people what they want, man. They want Batman by the barrel full.
I mean,
you know?
Well, here's the thing. Is it like, in Mortal Kombat 3, there's a stage where if you did an uppercut, you went up to a different level. So is it like that? You're in the Batcave, you do an uppercut, and crash up to Wayne Manor?
You're in, like, Bruce Wayne's office.
There are 3 separate stages.
God damn
it. Batcave is a separate stage. Wayne Manor is a separate stage. Wayne Manor at night is a completely separate stage.
That'd be awesome, though, because you crash up into Wayne Manor, and then, like, if you're playing as Batman, you gotta beat the other guy because now he knows where
Oh, God shit, we're in Wayne Manor, son.
That actually would be awesome if there was, like, a special scene transition where you punch somebody up through the Batcave roof, you land into Wayne Manor, and Alfred comes and just sweeps it up real quick.
Yeah, or Alfred comes out in, like, hard-ass power armor, and he's like, sir, shall I take out the garbage?
Yeah, and then he rips
like
his
the
head
reptile
off
fight. It's like the reptile fight from Mortal Kombat 1. Alfred's the secret fight in the Batcave level.
I'm just imagining, like, a
Alfred.
Giant suit of, like, power armor, but he still has the bow tie.
Yeah.
Yes,
of course.
Just a butler's power armor.
I'd watch that.
I'd play the shit out of that. Was Alfred even a playable character in the game? Because now I'm kind of pissed if he wasn't. I'm pissed.
Dear DC. How is it that we're so good at coming up with game ideas?
We're so much better at this.
We gotta start having some writing campaigns. Like, get our 8 viewers to write some letters.
Seriously, we need to get on staff somewhere because we're just, like, spinning gold here. I know Injustice was well received, but it, you know, sounds like it was suffering from a lack of Alfred. You know, there's so many Batman stages and no Alfred.
He's pretty much the only Batman character not in the damn game.
You'd think he'd be a secret character at this point. Like,
was Mad Hatter in it?
Okay, he's one of 2 characters.
What about the ventriloquist guy?
Oh god, Scarface. Don't you start going down like the deep Batman
Scarface.
Well.
Scarface, was he in it?
The deep Batman pools.
What about
hey, there are some obscure the greatest Batman villain of all time.
The egg guy?
Like a D-less level. It's Johnny Karaoke. And it's a guy who like he sings karaoke and has like a sword hidden in his mic stand. This is a real thing.
Wait, god that's an actual Batman villain?
Like one you can look this probably. Up.
Like, I don't really keep up with the comics.
Yeah, I definitely didn't read that one, but yeah,
but
man.
I would read the shit out of it.
Batman versus the like just trash in a karaoke bar. Yeah.
God, yeah. Sometimes I miss the Joker.
Oh, fuck. But yeah, man, I understand, as you know, since you're like a pretty big DC fan, how you would be, you know, kind of like done with this game, because I'm not even a big DC fan, and I could just tell it's fucking garbage. Like, you know,
it's just the thing. It's like, I really wanted to like this game, but like, when, it's so dull and brown and like drab and dreary and like.
Is it,
ugh.
I mean, was Zack Snyder involved? Yeah. What,
sorry,
Jesse?
Which Flash was in it?
I would imagine Barry Allen.
Mm. See, I can't hate a game with Barry Allen. Sorry.
I mean, I would imagine because it's kind of carrying from the comics and they brought Barry Allen back for some reason.
Like, if it's one of the other Flashes, I haven't gained that much of an affinity for those guys. But if it's Barry Allen, you know, he's my bro, so... No. I'm just going to have to uncheck that hate box on this game for you. Sorry.
Slightly less hate. Sorry. Yeah, David, Jesse just disqualified your hate.
Yeah. Like, you have to pick another game before the show's over.
Exactly. Get to work.
The show just keeps getting longer. Nope.
Well,
you can't
I actually
that
do like
either.
That game.
God damn it.
Bring it back. Ah, crap. But yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. Like I said, I never even played this one because I figured it played pretty close to like the 2010 or 11 Mortal Kombat, which even knowing that that one was okay, again, I just didn't want to revisit the idea of like the Mortal Kombat DC, you know, crossover. So, yeah, I just skipped this one. And, yeah, just, ugh.
I'll put it this way.
Like I said, like, there's just this game just... By existing just pisses me off. Like, damn, I hate this game.
Yeah.
Like, no. I wouldn't buy this game, but whenever a friend of mine brought it over, I was always excited to play it, but I would never buy it.
See, it seems like it'd be kind of fun to, like, take all this over to David's house with, like, a case of beers and, like, have a fun night playing the game and also, like, goading him into, like, giving us his laundry list of reasons why he hates every single thing about this game.
Green Lantern would never do that!
Guys, pause the fucking fight. I just, I got, you know, I gotta let some of this hate out. You know, like, that would be fun because, you know, from what I know, it's a fun fighting game, but... Yeah, if you don't like, you know, the extreme kind of 90s versions of these characters, you know, or the direction DC has been moving all of their shit in, then yeah, it's probably going to rub you the wrong way. So, yeah.
I hope the sequel is better. For no other reason than you can play as Gorilla Grodd, and that's a step in the right direction.
Sweet. I assume that's a gorilla.
Yes, it's a gorilla with mental powers.
Oh, okay. Even better.
What?
I was worried that it was spelled like
Gorilla.
Gorilla
Grodd is
like,
amazing.
I was worried it was like a you know freedom fighter soldier like you know GUE gorilla. Glad it's actually a gorilla. So cool. We'll look for that.
Is Captain Cold gonna be in this one?
I think so, but I'm not sure.
Oh, I hope so.
I know they were talking about it, but I don't know if they confirmed him.
I know at least one person that likes Captain Cold, so we'll have to keep an eye out for that. So yeah.
It also
any,
is gonna have Atrocitus from the Red Lanterns, and I'm pretty sure he's gonna fight with Dexstar. And if Dexstar is in this game, I kinda wanna buy it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Dexstar is a Red Lantern who uses the power of Rage, who is literally a standard runaway house cat with Green Lantern powers.
Okay.
This
sounds awesome.
He's
pretty
fucking
cool.
Amazing.
Sounds like, you know, DC's evil answer to Rocket Raccoon, and I'm in favor of it. So, you know, awesome. Any further hatred on Injustice or DC in general, David? You need to get some out?
No, I think I'm good. Just, I fucking hate this game.
Yep. Well, good. I'm glad we let you vent a little bit. Johnny, let's keep it moving, man. Let's go to game two.
Game two.
That was quick.
I'm not. We don't have to listen to it. Like,
yeah, you're long, like, so I hate it so much. Just
yeah,
it.
We can just keep moving. Ready for a hint?
Yep.
All right. Let's see here. Sometime after this game came out, the creator admitted that the main character's basic design was Felix the Cat's head on top of Mickey Mouse's body.
I know what it is. I'm just not sure which one it is.
Learning things about me today.
Yeah. John is just upsetting the little world he's built himself into.
All right. You guys, I mean, I can give you more hints if you need them.
No.
Okay. All right, then let's see some answers. Got my finger ready on the thing.
Oh, I got
all right.
It.
Everybody said Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, man. Hey.
Yep. It's agreed. We all hate Sonic the Hedgehog. Moving on.
Okay,
well, this is mind-blowing.
I'll come out and say it. Really?
Sonic the Hedgehog 1 is, like, I actually can't, I hate it. I really don't like it.
All right, I'm going to follow David up. I'm going to come right out and say it. I agree.
And I like Sega keeps re-releasing it on everything and not re-releasing like other way better Sonic games, and I don't understand it. I spent $5 to buy this thing on my stupid fucking 3DS, and it sucks. Like, I hate it.
It still sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah. Now, here's the thing, though, is that like the modern releases suck less because the original Sonic the Hedgehog didn't have the spin dash, right? And the new ones, they put that in and it makes it not so terrible, but it's still terrible because like every Sonic game except this one has every level has multiple paths you can get through. And so if you want, you can beat a level in under 30 seconds. Like it's possible almost every single level except Sonic 1. Where they make you go through these ridiculously long levels with no alternate routes.
Yes.
It sucks.
Okay, good. I was just making sure I wasn't misremembering that. I hate Sonic. Like, I hate those games, man, because they want you to go fast until you can't go fast, and then it's, you know, from my remembrance of it, not terribly enjoyable platforming. And
well, so, yeah. Sonic, you know, Sonic 2 and 3 and Sonic and Knuckles... you just have to know the right path to keep going fast. Because like I said, almost every level you can beat in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
But Sonic 1, there's some levels where like nope, this is where you're going. And it's going to take four fucking ever.
That was the one thing that I really didn't like about the first Sonic. And it was after playing, like you said, 2 and 3 and Knuckles, where you have the spin dash. Where if you're playing Sonic 2... and you get hit by a spike or run into an enemy or stop for any reason, you can just spin dash and get back up to speed and get back to where you were going. But in Sonic 1, if you run into something, you're screwed.
Yeah.
That's just, it takes so long to run back up to speed.
You gotta go back so you can get momentum again. It sucks. Yeah. And then there's...
gotta run up a hill to roll back down it.
And then this is another thing that's fixed in modern re-releases, but one, there was a game-breaking bug, which is that... when you got hit by an enemy, you didn't get that temporary invulnerability until you hit the ground. And so there were many points of the game where you could fall on some spikes and, you know, and then hit more spikes and die because you didn't get your invulnerability yet.
Nice.
Because it's not the ground, it's spikes. It's like, boop, all rings, boop, you know, lose a life. Oh, God.
Yeah, dead.
It sucked.
Tight. I always just chalked it up to being like too hard for my taste, man. I just didn't care for the games. Like, I think part of it is like leftover like Nintendo versus Sega fanboydom, but like, I didn't really feel all that whenever I was like a kid and going over to friends' houses and playing Sonic. I just didn't like it. Like, it just didn't do it for me. Like, I, you know, somehow I got Mario games. Sonic just no, doesn't do it for me. Why can't I save what I'm doing? Why, you know, like why, you know. I don't know. No.
Here's the other thing.
I have too short of an attention span to beat this in one sitting. Let's go outside.
Here's the other thing about Sonic 1 is that Sonic 1, you only have, I think it's like 10 chances to get into the special stage to collect 6 Chaos Emeralds, right? And so you only have 10 shots at this stupid fucking thing. And, you know, max, that's assuming you beat the level with more than 50 rings. And then the special stages are hard as balls. Because, like, there's a stupid rotating maze, and the controls make no sense. And do you know what happens when you get all 6 Chaos Emeralds? Fucking nothing.
I was going to say, it's like, wait, were the Chaos Emeralds in the first game? Because I thought Super Sonic showed up in Sonic 2.
Yes, you're right.
Well, then what are the emeralds for? Just
they give you
way
the
to go,
ending.
You beat something hard?
Oh, so, fuck a better ending.
Yeah, so, you know, the normal ending is you run around and there's some plants, and then you see Robotnik juggling the remaining Chaos Emeralds and says, game over. If you beat it with all the Chaos Emeralds, the ending is you run around, there's bigger plants, and then you see Robotnik, like, stomping in anger. Like, that's it. That's the only... it's so stupid.
Seriously? Jeez.
Yeah. God. So, like, there's no replayability, because the other games... You know, like, okay, like, oh, I'm going to try getting all the Chaos Emeralds, or, oh, I'm going to try all these different paths that are all over the place. You know, I'm going to explore the shit out of this level. This game's like, no, you're going to go through this level the only way you can. You're going to get this Chaos Emeralds, and nothing's going to happen as a result.
Yeah, you're gonna collect all these things for no reward.
I got the Chaos Emeralds, yeah! And then you're going to beat it and realize nothing changed. You're just going to throw the game out the fucking window.
Well, let's not say nothing. Those plants are bigger, and there's a different animation for Robotnik.
He's not wrong. Yeah. you know, I don't play games for, you know, the worthwhile rewards and finishes. Like, oh, God.
I will say, I feel like, I definitely agree that the first Sonic game is definitely inferior, like, totally. But I feel it's a situation much like, you know, think of Sonic 1 as kind of like a really, really, I guess, okay, put together demo of what they want to do. Like think of like the Uncharted series. Uncharted 1, it's a fine game. It's nothing to write home about, you know, the ending is just kind of ends and stuff. But Uncharted 2, fucking a masterpiece. Like, true. The Assassin's Creed games, like the first Assassin's Creed is just like, you know, going around, sneaking around, killing people. The second one is like massive, and they're just like, okay, this is what we really wanted to do. So it's like Sonic 1 is like, hey, we want to make this game about this hedgehog that runs super fast and collects rings. This is kind of what we want to do. Then Sonic 2, they have a fox. You know, they're starting to get the furries involved. And then we got Sonic 3, Sonic Knuckles, you know. So Sonic 1 is just a demo. Just think of it like that, and I think you'll hate it a little less. You'll be like, this is what, you know.
I think I'd have a better time rewatching Star Wars Episode 1 The Phantom Menace than playing Sonic the Hedgehog 1.
Nice.
Those are strong words, sir. Yeah.
Sonic the Hedgehog, it is a great game.
Yeah, for me to poop on!
What? Damn, we're just pulling out all the hate stops tonight. I didn't see that coming. Wow. Well, I mean, there it is. You can't top Triumph. you know, fucking A, man. You know. Well, this is, it's an interesting little controversy for our little show where it's well established that John's like Mr. Sonic. So, cool. Another wrinkle to the Game That Tune history there. So, awesome, man. Should we, anybody got any last words on Sonic? No, you don't, because Triumph just came up. Yeah. I say we move it on to game 3.
Game 3.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah. Funky. Mm-hmm.
I hated it.
I already hate this. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Sweet. So, this is our fan request for the week. This was requested by our buddy Pat Perkins over on Facebook. Thanks. Thank you for this request, Pat. No thank you for suggesting that I fucking play this game. My goodness.
So you liked it?
I developed a hatred of this game so fast.
Wow.
So
what
quickly.
What system is this on?
It sounds Super Nintendo-y.
This is definitely a Super Nintendo game. This game was co-sponsored by pharmaceutical company Novo Nordisk, and is almost certainly the only game that asks the player to input the frequency of their real-life insulin injections before starting the game.
Is that like your password?
So, does anybody have any idea what I'm talking about?
I don't know the name of it, but I try to describe it the best I could.
Sweet.
I took a guess, but it may be incorrect.
I had an even better idea for the insulin thing. Like, so you know how in NBA Jam you could insert your initials for record keeping?
Insert your insulin injections for record keeping? Good idea. let's see. John Regan says Barry Allen Brodown. David says Captain Pancreas' Adventures in Insulin Land, which is close. And Jesse Moore says that diabetes game? Jesse's definitely the closest. Because, you know, it's definitely a game about diabetes. But,
oh, my God.
This is actually called Captain Novolin. And it is a fucking garbage educational game from the Super NES era. And I accept fully that, you know, this game is obviously not made with me in mind, or would have ever been made with me in mind, as someone who does not have type 1 diabetes. You know, and I don't want to offend anybody out there with type 1 diabetes with this segment, but, like, holy fuck this game. Like, this is such a poorly made game.
Would you say it's worse than diabetes?
Better than type 1 diabetes? Worse than type 1 diabetes? It's a toss-up.
Please feel free to send all hate mail to GameThatTunePodcast @...
Oh, God. Yeah, exactly. Hey, Game That Tune will be making a considerable donation to the Juvenile Diabetes Research Fund following the conclusion of this episode.
This is a bad week to pick up Novo Nordisk as a sponsor.
Oh, crap.
Oops. Bad timing.
But yeah, so this is it's a fucking side-scrolling, you know, it's not even a platform game because there are no platforms. It's just a walking game.
A walking simulator?
Yeah, it's a walking and jumping game. Oh. You know, the Super NES controller gave you four face buttons and the L and R buttons, and you use one of them. There's a jump button. You walk and you jump. You play as Captain Novolin, who is named after the Novo Nordisk brand of insulin, Novolin. And Captain Novalin, despite being like the champion of diabetes, is severely diabetic.
So do you collect insulin on the ground? Is that how you do that?
I was like, really unclear on what was happening, but like you have to, when you start the level, you have to like talk to your doctor about like what food you should eat while you're out and about. Like there's like a digitized doctor who's like, well, you know, it's morning, so you should have, you know, healthy cereal and maybe this, but avoid these foods. And like you so in the game there's aliens that have taken the form of sugary food.
Whoa.
And you have to, and they've kidnapped the mayor of whatever town you're in. And you have to like save the mayor, who's also diabetic. Everybody's diabetic in this game.
So it's an accurate, you know, look into the future.
Yeah, duh. So you have to be Captain Novalin and save the mayor from, you know, from dying
diabetes?
From not properly handling his diabetes. And so all the game is jumping to avoid things. Like you're walking down the street and then like an ugly candy bar comes walking up to you and you just jump over it. And then like you also collect like healthy food. There's just, you know, there'll be like, you know, a piece of fruit or like a bowl of cereal sitting there. And so those are the things you collect. And then like I guess I wasn't paying close attention because it like, you know, you're not supposed to just collect everything. I was collecting every piece of food. And the part that really inspired my hatred was I was just going through the game, and then all of a sudden, Captain Novalin fell over and died. Because I'd collected too much food, and my blood sugar got too high, or oh like too low. God. Like something went wrong, and I just died mid-stage. Like, it was awesome. Insane. And like you have to like, you know, measure your blood sugar level at the beginning of each level, and
this sounds like
man.
The best game.
Yeah,
it's
awesome.
It's really, really bad.
My God.
And so, yeah, Pat had a story that goes along with it. Thanks again for the request. He had to play this game one time because as a kid, he was in the hospital. He went to the hospital because he got scratched by a cat and got a bacterial infection. And while he was in the hospital, they were like, oh, we have Super Nintendo games for you to play. And it turns out they had Captain Novalin.
They had games. Games.
So, yeah.
It's kind of so like Pat Captain won. For short.
Yeah. Pat hates this game because he, you know, one, it's fucking awful, and two, I believe he has negative associations with it because he had to play it in the hospital when he was a child, and as a child that plays real video games, probably hated it just, you know, just as much right then. Like, this game was a fucking nightmare to play.
Like, it probably inspired him, like, I don't want to fucking get diabetes.
Like, yeah, exactly. You know, seeing the horrors of diabetes, I'm going to straighten my life out. Like,
I feel like, yeah, a better version of this game is, do you remember that game Chex Quest, where you're like a piece of, you're like fighting Chex cereal,
oh, yeah,
or something? Like, you could, so basically you could just be like Doom and you're shooting insulin at sugary snacks. Boom.
Yeah. Yeah. Not like just, you know, you're a man who's casually walking through a town, jumping over things and collecting every piece of food he sees, and also having to have frequent check-ins with your doctor. That doesn't seem to actually help kids like learn how it is with diabetes. Like, you're not just gonna call your doctor every couple hours and ask him what you should eat for lunch. Like,
you are after playing, yeah, this game.
At the same time, you can't just eat every food item you find, even if it's healthy.
You can't just eat any food that's just floating in the air as you're walking through the town. Like, nope.
700 pieces of broccoli today.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so
Streets of Rage, but instead of like fried chicken on the ground, it's insulin injections. Like,
no, it's not that good because there's no way to like do anything. All you do is jump. Yeah, and like when I was playing at the jump button, like, you know, I don't even know why they would bother having like a, you know, like a tap or a hold jump. Like, it's, you know, like, it's such a shitty game. Like, all you do is jump over things and like and collect things, and like every now and then the button would just like spaz out and I would like jump right into them and just, you know, like, oh man,
kill me now.
Yeah, it was a fucking nightmare. And, you know, I don't know if it ever gets interesting, or if there's, I mean, apparently there's a boss fight at some point,
a plot twist,
you know. I assume you have to fight diabetes, or maybe, you know, Wilford Brimley. I don't really know.
Those aliens. Like,
yeah, you know, the alien leader is, I don't know, giving everybody diabetes. I don't know. It's just, you know, It's one of those games that obviously is meant for a very particular crowd of people with diabetes, and yeah, therefore should not be played by anybody else. You know, much like most educational games. Like, you see the, you know, do they even do educational games anymore? Like, besides for like those little leapfrog things, did those finally make it off of video game systems and like into the hands of actual children?
Like, they probably make some like 3DS stuff, probably, but that's probably
maybe. I feel like that shit's now been like relegated to like Leapfrog and like iPad and shit. Like, it's finally not clogging up like Blockbuster shelves. Like, yeah, sorry, no more, you know, Elmo's Adventures in ABC Land. That shit's gone. Like, no more Captain Novalin. You know, I don't even, I doubt they ever even sold this game. Like, if I encountered this game at like Blockbuster or like Albertsons when I was renting a game and I ended up with this, I'd be so pissed. Like,
this is a game your grandma, who doesn't understand video games, like, buy you. Like,
yeah, or she got it for herself because she has diabetes.
Oh, God.
You help me play it in my VCR.
Yeah, you know, I think a more effective version of this game is just going to the doctor and talking to him about fucking diabetes.
Yeah, like, the thing that blows my mind is this is in an era of when, like, you couldn't just, like, make a video game, put it on Steam or whatever, like... It
no
was a process.
This, yeah, this had a Super Nintendo release. This was made by a company that was, you know, later bought out by Acclaim. Like, you know, there were people behind this fucking game. Like, so yeah, big props to you, Sculptured Software and Raya Corporation, who went on to make other educational games, like the one that teaches you about the dangers of smoking, or the one that teaches you how to manage your asthma, or the other one about diabetes.
Oh, I mean, like, yeah.
I'm getting all this off the Wikipedia page. There's, I think they made 4 or 5 games, and they're all teaching kids how to deal with health hazards. So, you know, probably did ultimately a good service, but they probably ruined a lot of kids' days at some point for having to play these games. So, anyway, enough about this fucking crazy-ass game. Thanks a lot, Pat. Sorry that you had to spend time in the hospital when you were a kid. But,
watch
frankly,
out for diabetes.
Yeah, I'm happy to know about this
game.
We
hate diabetes.
Yeah, exactly. You know how I feel about diabetes.
Fuck diabetes.
Oh, man. Hey.
Let's move it on.
All right.
Jesus.
Game 4.
Some fun stuff.
Hmm. Yeah.
No. This is one of the four games from this series released on the Super Nintendo Entertainment System, and is probably the most well-liked of those games. Not by me, however. I hate this game. It's a very simple trivia. This is one of the four games from this series released on the Super Nintendo, and it's probably the most well-liked of those games. But not by me, because I hate it.
Four games from the series. I think I got it. I'm really mad.
I was given visual hints to anybody that was looking.
Yeah.
It's a
question of which game.
Exactly.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Let's see it. Yeah, you're dangling it. Let's see it. Let's see. Ooh, David says Krusty's Super Funhouse. Jesse says Krusty's Funhouse. Both incorrect. John says The Simpsons, Bart's Nightmare. That is correct.
Yeah! Good job.
Yeah, dude. Well done.
Yeah, I really
yeah, that one had music.
See, I thought you were given a little hint when you were talking about how the music sounded really fun.
That was a nice misdirection by me without even realizing it. Bam. Burn. This is Bart's Nightmare. It's one of the only Super Nintendo Simpsons games that I played. I played the two that were on NES, fucking Bart versus Space Mutants and Bart versus the World, both of which also suck. and this one, a lot of people seem to think it's one of the better ones in the series, which, I guess it kind of is, but it still sucks. Like, as someone who's a big fan of The Simpsons, this game is fucking nonsense. And it makes sense that it's nonsense because it's Bart's Nightmare, but it's still just fucking nonsense. Like, it's, just impossible. Like, as a kid, yeah. It made no sense. Like, trying to figure out the objective of the game, you fall asleep as Bart. Your book report blows out the window. You jump out of the window, and you have to chase down the pages of the book report. Okay, fair enough. You're in this little, world. It's, just one street that you spend so much of the game walking down trying to find the blowing pages of your book report. And then when you find a page, you jump into it, and you get to choose a minigame. And there's, like, 5 minigames. And most of them are fucking inscrutable. you know, it's just, I just don't get it. I don't know why they can't make a good fucking Simpsons game back in the day, or even to this day. I don't think they ever did, like, ever really succeeded in making any real great Simpsons games.
That Hit and Run one's supposed to be really good.
Yeah, I say Hit and Run's pretty alright.
Is that the
it was pretty
good. And Rogue Rage.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah,
Hit,
so like
Hit and Run was Crazy Taxi, Rogue Rage was GTA.
Okay. Yeah.
Flip it around other way, but that's what those two were.
Well, Bart's Nightmare, when I remember as a kid, I used to think it looked really cool, but whenever you played it, the controls sucked. It was really hard. It looked cool, but I kept dying, and it sucked.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, well, for one, the world where you're walking down the street and there's just wacky shit going on didn't look all that cool to me. That shit was just frustrating. But the games themselves, like the, you know, the five, you know, sub-games,
like
they were pretty cool.
Godzilla Bart?
They had, like, big sprites. You're, like, walking as Bartzilla and, like, blasting shit with your laser eyes and, like, stomping on shit. But it's just, it never really makes the objective clear. Like, it doesn't tell you what the controls are. It doesn't tell you how far you have to go before, like, you fucking accomplish something. You know, you're just walking as Bart and just blasting stuff. And, like, I watched a playthrough of somebody actually succeed at it, and I know I never got to this point, but they shrink you down into, like, a small Bartzilla, and then you have to climb, like, the Springfield Empire State Building and fight King Kong Homer at the top. I never got to do that.
Yeah, that part sounds fun.
And they also have a Marge Mothra mix that they called Momthra. You know, that's pretty funny, but I never got to that because the game's fucking hard and inscrutable.
I remember the Bartzilla game, because I remember playing this on Genesis, and the thing that weirded me out about the Bartzilla segment was that there's no music in the background. It's just the sound of you stomping on things, and there's no... Like, it's just weird. Like, that's just weird to me.
Yeah, it was jarring. And, I mean, like, there's not a whole lot of music in this game, so the music that I chose was, like, you know, kind of slim pickings, but it's, like, you know, it's the stuff that stands out. It's the third song was the music that plays when you're walking around. The second song was from the... Bartman game, where you're flying around the clouds as Bartman, and then the first song is from the Itchy and Scratchy game, and, like, you know, the Itchy and Scratchy game's fucking, like, terrible and just, you know, incredibly hard. Like, you're running through a Tex Avery version of, like, your fucking of the Simpsons house, and Itchy and Scratchy are coming out of nowhere and, like, shooting you with rocket launchers, and, like, you have to fight them and run. And then they blast you. It's, like, remarkably unfair. And, like, you know, as a kid, I didn't even know you could, like, jump on top of something to avoid them. You're just running and running and running and trying to, like, not die. You know, it's just the game, they just did a, like, you know, once you know how to actually play it, it's kind of fun. But they don't tell you how to play it. And as a Simpsons fan, it's just like, God, this, you know, this, like all Simpsons games, just seems, like, slapped together. Like, you know, why am I doing any of these things?
I remember I was so excited to get, you know, on Sega Genesis, like, all you had before this was an NES, you know, the port of Bart versus the Space Mutants, you know, that was basically the same as the NES one with no enhancements at all.
Game fucking sucked.
Yeah, and it was terrible. And it's like, oh, cool, like, here's one that's, like, made for 16-bit consoles, and you play it, and you're like, this is weird to play.
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know... kind of cool, but not all that fun. So, and then there's the other game where you're like swimming through Bart's bloodstream and like blowing up bacteria or something, and just showing you how early on in the Simpsons life cycle this is and how deep of a pull it is. Like, you swim through his bloodstream and you have to collect like molecules, and it's that little fucking cowboy hat wearing Adam from like season one of the Simpsons.
Oh,
like smiling Mr. Joe Fission. So, like, that's the shit they were referencing in this game. It's got more direct Simpsons references than fucking, like, the Simpsons arcade game, but it's still, like, so early in the show's life cycle that, like, it's just throwing things out there, like, you know, what?
Like, I remember playing that as a kid and being like, collect Mr. Fission or whatever his name is, and I was like, who the fuck is that? Like, who's this guy?
Yeah, exactly. It's an Adam with a cowboy hat, and, you know, whatever. You know, the game is just rage-inducing, like all Simpsons games, which actually leads me to tonight's lightning round. Johnny, hit it.
Lightning round!
Pretty close, man. For all the talk we have about Simpsons games, there have actually only been 12 Simpsons games released on home consoles. not counting, you know, handhelds or, you know, computers or anything like that. Home console releases of Simpsons games will go ahead and eliminate Bart's Nightmare, since we've been talking about that one. So there's 11 games left, and we're going to go through and name them as fast as possible. So we're going to start with David.
Simpsons Hit and Run.
Simpsons Hit and Run is correct. Oh, wait. I totally have sound effects for this, too.
Oh.
Simpsons Hit and Run is correct. All right. Johnny.
Bart versus the Space Mutants. Yeah.
Nice job. Jesse.
Bart versus the World.
Pretty good. But not really. It's a terrible fucking game. we're back to David.
Krusty's Super Funhouse.
Also known as Krusty's Funhouse when it's not on the Super Nintendo. Nice job. Johnny?
Bartman meets Radioactive Man.
How did you even know about that?
I watched a Laser Time video about it.
There you go. Shit, I hadn't thought about all the Laser Time viewers we have here. Jesse?
So, does this count, like, re-releases on consoles?
I'm not talking about, like, downloadable, like, you know, like the arcade games downloadable. I'm talking about, like, games that got, like, just a physical console
Simpsons
release.
Simpsons Wrestling.
The Simpsons Wrestling. Very, very, very misguided. Yeah.
You could be Ned and make God shoot a lightning bolt at people.
I mean,
I remember actually playing this game with you, and I was Ned, and I did that move because God like throws three lightning bolts, and then I grabbed you and held you in place, and you got so pissed.
See, eventually they got to the point where these games would be kind of fun, especially for like Simpsons fans, but they're not good. Like, none of these games are very good. Like, especially once they started going 3D models. Like, Simpsons on PlayStation was fucking ugly. David?
The Simpsons game.
That would be the Simpsons game 2007. We're doing pretty good, Johnny.
Have we said Road Rage already?
We have not.
Road Rage.
Tight. Jesse?
Shit, it's getting hard now.
Oh yeah, there's only three left. This is a quick round.
Is there an Itchy and Scratchy game?
Oh, you mean the Itchy and Scratchy game? Nice. All right, David, two left.
I seem to remember there was a like a Simpsons make your own cartoon or
Yeah, I know what you're referring to. I believe it's the Simpsons Animation Studio. That was on PCs, so that's that's an incorrect answer. Johnny?
Let me see. Did we say Hit and Run already?
We did.
Okay. Then I will say Virtual Bart.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, son. How'd you know about Virtual Bart?
I played it on Sega Genesis.
Yeah, it sucked, didn't it?
Yeah, it came out about the same time as Bart's Nightmare.
Yeah, man.
It sucks about the same.
All right, so Jesse, last one. What do you got, man?
Oh, man. I got nothing.
All right. David?
I feel like at some point there must have been a Simpsons kart racing game.
Oh, God, I wish there were. And if there was, it's not on consoles. Johnny? Get off Wikipedia.
Let me think. I remember Virtual Bart. We covered Road Rage.
Mm-hmm. That's my favorite Simpsons game.
I got nothing.
All right, Jesse, last chance. Throw something out there.
Let's see. The the Moe's Tavern, the thing where you put your hand on it and tells you.
Oh, Moe's Love Tester.
Yeah, Moe's Love Tester.
Love Matic Grandpa.
Yeah.
Good guess. No, the final one, in keeping with the spirit of Simpsons Road Rage and Simpsons Hit and Run just being ripoffs of other popular games of the time, The Simpsons Skateboarding.
Oh, I forgot about that game.
Why did they make that game?
That was a bad idea.
You know, another one of those classic, ugly PS1 Simpsons games. So, yeah, I mean, Simpsons, you know, fun series, you know, of, I don't know, TV, but, you know, the games just, they've been so hit and miss, and mainly misses. Like, I just, you know, I love The Simpsons, and that's the thing, I'm always a sucker for that shit. I've always rented it when I was a kid, and I would, you know, I bought the couple that were on GameCube, and, you know, besides, you know, for some reason I have a real fondness for Road Rage, because I was fucking great at it, and Hit and Run was cool because it was Simpsons Grand Theft Auto, but, like, besides that, man, Simpsons games are pretty fucking bad. So, yeah. You know, as a fan of the show, it inspires a great deal of hatred. So, nice job in the lightning round, John. Were you keeping score? Because it seems like you won that one.
I was keeping score, and I did win that one. Trust me.
Right.
How convenient.
Yeah, I definitely won that one. I'll give you one more. There you go. So yeah, Bart's Nightmare. You know, not my cup of tea. As a Simpsons fan and as a fan of games that are fucking coherent. And, yeah, man.
The more you think about it, I'm sorry, you got me thinking about Virtual Bart and how it's basically the same game. Like, it's a bunch of weird, stupid fucking minigames featuring Bart.
Yeah. You know, but this time he got, like, sucked into a VR world or some shit. He's not dreaming it. Like, it's just Bart doing dumb shit. Like, thanks, 90s. You know. Like, even the ones that people like fairly well, like Krusty's Funhouse is just a repackage of, like, a fucking Atari game. Like, why'd they make a, you know, a game where Krusty's trying to get rats out of a house? Oh, because it's a fucking, like, Atari game where you're trying to get rats out of a house. They just slap Krusty into it. Like, you know, they never gave it a whole lot of effort on these games. So, you know, yeah. Whatever, man. I think we should move it on.
All right.
Game
Yes. Sweet.
Yeah.
And all right. Guys, not to derail this, but holy shit, I just looked it up. The same company that made Bart's Nightmare made Captain Novalin.
That's so pretty amazing.
That might go a long way towards explaining why both those games suck. Anyway, Jesse, go nuts.
All right. Because North American and PAL releases of the game were considered too short and easy, Imagineer added new events and tightened some of the repetitive gameplay for the game's Japanese localization. Expectations were high for this game, as in 1998, when the game was released, the Nintendo 64 didn't have any hit RPGs on the system.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I think as soon as you said you were going to be back for this show, I knew exactly which game you were going to go with.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, this is a well-documented hate of yours.
I did think of some other ones after this, and I was like, oh, I could have picked those. But no, this is well-deserved. Yeah, John Regan's right. Quest 64. Yes, you are all correct.
Hate trick.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Hey.
I'm not going to get tired of that. That ain't going away, people. Hate is sadly now part of the Game That Too canon. What was formerly such a positive podcast, now filled with hate.
So much hate. I'll set it up. I just started getting into RPGs. I had started playing, I'd beaten Phantasy Star 3, Final Fantasy, been playing Phantasy Star 4, and it comes a time where you're like, oh, I gotta pick between the Ultra 64 or this new Sony PlayStation thing. Ugh. So, originally,
Sony's never made consoles.
Well, originally, they're like, Final Fantasy VII for the Ultra 64, and you can find this really cool like demo reel where it's like actually it's Final Fantasy VI characters but made up in N64 graphics, and it's like a battle and stuff, and you're like, holy crap, Final Fantasy VII is going to be really sweet. And so eventually, I bought the N64, and I remember when I bought it, I told the guy, I was like, oh, I can't wait to play that Final Fantasy VII on this. And the guy just looked at me, and he's like, yeah, okay. And that was, before internet, and, you could get game news easily. And, in Middleburg, Florida, there's not a whole lot of, people telling you what's going on in the world of video games. So, come to find out, I chose wrong. When I wanted to play RPGs. No, I mean, because I love the N64, don't get me wrong. It's one of my favorite consoles. No. But when it comes to role-playing games, finally, I looked, I was reading Nintendo Power. oh, this RPG, finally, and Quest 64, that's going to be awesome. I remember I worked, I saved my money, went up to Toys R Us, walked up to the little aisle where you pick the thing out of the card, walked back to the dude with the secret room that has every video game ever in there, and you just want to go in there and roll in them all. And so I got my copy of Quest 64, I played it. The first night, I was probably like, yay, finally an RPG. And then the more I played it, it was kind of like a metaphor for my life in a way at that point. Because think of it this way. Okay, if you look at the box art for Quest 64, you see this stupid looking dude holding a shillelagh or something. And so that's your character through the whole game. Everything else as you play the game starts looking cooler and cooler and cooler, but you stay looking sucky. So I was like, so Quest 64 is my N64, while the PlayStation is getting Final Fantasy VII, Final Fantasy VIII, Final Fantasy IX, Xenogears, fucking Wild Arms 1 and 2, Quest 64. There's that Aiden Chronicles game too that's probably worse than this, but I didn't play that garbage. So basically Quest 64, there was an Ogre Battle game that came out, but you couldn't find it because they only made like 3 copies. So fucking Quest 64. And I beat that game. I fucking beat that game too because what other RPG game am I going to play on my N64? I'm just going to play this shitty game where, you're only one character. One character turn-based battles are boring as fuck.
Yeah, how do you even have a role-playing game with one character?
I better have one other dude helping me. At least Mystic Quest got that right. You know, fuck.
Yeesh. Yeah, honestly, there was a part of me for a while that felt bad that I never got to play this game. Because I didn't know at the time that it was awful. Somehow I looked at the box and was like, you know, like, It's a bold move just calling it Quest 64. Like, this must be a confidently made game. Like, not a bland game with the name Quest 64, but, like, Quest 64. That's all that needs to be said. It's a quest for the Nintendo 64. Like, you know, we're just putting it right out there. You know,
like naming your game Doom.
Yeah, exactly. It's a bold name choice. Yeah.
They had other names in Europe and Japan.
That probably made it worse because it probably just made it, you know, more bland and kind of fall back, you know, behind everything else. But,
Japan called it shit 64.
They 864. But yeah, I never did play it, and you know, turns out I made the right choice because it would have possibly soured me on RPGs or just, you know, wasted a lot of my time. So
I rented it once.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah. End of story.
Yeah. I got a few hours into it and was like, I'm taking this
back. Yeah, I have a memory of renting it. I don't have a memory of playing it. That's the end of my Quest 64 story. Like,
I remember you had to collect a bunch of elements or something to power up things.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow.
And everyone had cool armor except you.
I'm just some little dude. I like the idea that it's got shillelaghs in it. You know, I like the shillelaghs.
Like, I just remember running down paths all the time, like, just for forever. That's what I remember. It's just constantly, like, we're walking. I don't know if you could run.
Just, like, Path 64.
Probably not. You probably walk really slow. You know, part of me, in curiosity, wants to kind of revisit it just a little bit, just to see if my hatred is still as warranted. I'm sure that game it does not hold up at all because it didn't hold up back then, so it couldn't have had somehow reverse aged into some massive.
Didn't even hold up in 1998.
Like, I mean,
it didn't age well after a month. It's not going to age well after 15 years.
I will say
great RPGs they've made since then will make it somehow seem better. Wait, no, that's the opposite effect.
Oh my god, can we start a Kickstarter to do a re-release of Quest 64? Oh my god.
Hey, Quest 65.
Not even a remake, just a re-release.
Yeah, exactly. Just please, Nintendo, we have money. We'll play it. You know, put it on the virtual console. Jesse will download it. Please. Yeah.
But yeah, the music is okay.
Yeah, that music wasn't objectionable. It was, you know, it was kind of just RPG music.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing I was thinking about. I'm like, you know, like, this episode had the potential to go south real fast because, like, shitty games tend to have shitty music. You know, unfortunately, most of our games tonight were opinion-based shitty. So, like, you know, we got good music from Injustice. You know, Sonic has good music. You know, I don't believe that either of the two games I picked have particularly good music. And, you know, Quest 64's got some Nintendo 64 RPG music. So, you know, not the worst, but, yeah, you know.
Can't win them all.
These games, man. Ay. Just,
I think this was definitely one of those shows where, like, the talking part is more important than the listening part.
Oh, yes. You know, I hope you, hope the people that listen for the music stayed for the talking, because, you know, we didn't give you much on, the music front this week. But, it was a more fun show than I expected, given that the whole theme was going to be hating on stuff. So, sweet,
I like
man. Jesse,
dark any secret to all of you guys that I actually really don't like Sonic 1.
I do like that. That was actually revelatory, quite frankly. So, Jesse, any final thoughts on Quest 64 or, you know, things that, you know, RPGs you wish were on the Nintendo 64 or, you know, regrets from 1998?
Well.
But, well, now you're opening up a real can of worms.
This is a new podcast. Game that regret.
The whole
1998 regrets.
The whole podcast
I'm looking
is
over
titled Regrets from 1998.
Yeah.
Dude, that's the next hit right there. We just go through the calendar and try and remember everything we did in 1998 and how much we regret all of it.
Oh my god.
So the composer for this game was Masamichi Yamano, and they've actually done some really cool music. They did the soundtrack for Battle Royale, which is an awesome movie.
That okay, the movie.
They did Radiant Silver Gun. That's supposed to be a really good game. Ruin Explorers is supposed to be good in Japan. Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games. Okay, that's not the best.
Tight. Those games have tight music.
Adventure Kid. So this person's been around for a little bit. They know what they're doing when it comes to music. At least the music in Quest 64 is good.
I'm glad they were able to continue on in their career path after Quest 64. I'm glad they didn't stop them or like make them quit. Yeah, that was one of the other pieces of trivia that I didn't get to on fucking Bart's Nightmare. The guy that designed it totally quit making games afterward because he just hated it.
Well, you know,
no.
Once you hit the top, there's no place to go but down. So.
I was gonna say, this game was a swan song, okay?
Yeah, literally was. Yeah, you know. Look him up. So anyway, awesome, man. Great, good game. Not decent tunes, yes. Let's, Johnny, let's hit it with that calculating computer, man.
Okay.
Calculating computer activated. Computers. Beeps.
I hate you! I hate you! I don't even know you! And I hate your guts!
Scoring complete. This game's winner is... John Regan.
Yeah, woo! That's definitely the first sound he played. Tight. good game, man. You know, I guess the bonus point from the lightning round kind of helped you out on that one.
It did actually. Yeah, that was great.
But also a knowledge of hateful games. You know, it's helpful. And I think you deserve to win just by revealing that you secretly hate the first game in your favorite like video game series ever. So, well done, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, so awesome. We all hate you. What do you
all
have
cool.
in mind?
John won, so free play next week, everybody.
What do you got?
We always
you son of a
free
bitch.
Play. God.
Don't do it, John. You gotta
Come
now
on,
pick something other
smart.
Than free play. We haven't even cooked up a new jingle.
'90s games.
No, fuck it. Just say free play. We'll hit the jingle and I'll edit the new one in.
Okay. I don't know if we even have the free play jingle.
I've got an old one.
Okay.
Let's
How
do
long
a free
is
play?
This?
What?
Game that tune. Free play. Here it is.
Party.
Free play. Okay. Yeah. No. I
fucked the Knicks into that. That was.
I forgot
that
I've.
Awesome.
I forgot that I worked all that stuff in there.
Oh man.
I kind of want to play it again.
Do it.
So okay, I'm sorry, what's the theme?
John, what's that theme again?
Oh, it's a free play.
Tight. Oh, wait.
Game that tune. Free play.
Most impressive.
Tight.
What was the last sound? I couldn't hear it too well.
I think it's Darth Vader saying most impressive.
Yeah, it is. I remember now that now the things I put in there, the sounds that I worked in, it was the Colonel saying farting. It was there's a very subtle Dr. Light from Mega Man 8 saying Dr. Wowie.
Yes! I did that.
All
fuck
the
Knicks. Whatever else, you know, John's own utterance of free play, and then
I think the only thing it's missing is all I can think about is George Lucas slamming his dick in a microwave.
Yes, exactly. And now that I think about it, you know, I'm just going to have to edit this onto the top of it.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah.
I totally accidentally, but it works so well.
Oh, it's great.
Anyway, so yeah, man, next week will be a fantastic Game That Tune free play. Another classic, man. Oh, man. So this actually was a really fun episode. I'm glad we did it. But, you know, we're going to get back to being positive, man. We're gonna seal off the hatred for a while, unless somebody chooses a game that somebody else hates. But, you know, it will not be... The intention will not be hatred for a while. So... yeah, you know where to find us. Thanks to everybody that's watching along with us live on Twitch, twitch.tv/gamethattune. Thanks to everybody that watches live on Facebook. We're really having a blast spreading the Game That Tune audience out there. We're on Twitter. We're at GTTpod. You know, you can email us your requests, gamethattune@gmail.com, or, you know, find any of us on Twitter. I'm at jgangsta187. You can find Jesse on Twitter at
Sega_legend.
Yep. You can find David on Twitter at
DFD Fleming.
And you can find John Regan, this week's winner, Mr. Free Play, on Twitter at
JP Regan JR.
Tight. So, Johnny, did you prepare a bonus song?
I did, actually, yes.
Tight.
It's the Sonic 1 credits music.
Oh, perfect.
Something that so few people have ever heard.
Yeah.
That's the show, everybody. Peace.
Injustice: Gods Among Us is copyright 2013, Warner Brothers Entertainment Incorporated. Sonic the Hedgehog is copyright 1991, Sega Enterprises Limited. Captain Novalin is copyright 1992, Leia Systems Incorporated. Bart's Nightmare is copyright 1992, Acclaim Entertainment and 20th Century Fox. Quest 64 is copyright 1998, Imagineer.
Everybody said Sonic the Hedgehog.
That's calculating computer.